out for an evening stroll like I am? Where's your guardian? I don't see anyone else. The law is very clear, you know. No male is allowed in public space at any hour of the day without a female guardian present. A cute boy like yourself doesn't deserve a fine or jail time. You don't have one. Are you sure? Show me your neck, dear. Surely there is a... No. No collar on your neck. Nothing on your wrist, either. How strange. That puts you in quite a bind, my dear. I'll have to report this to the authorities so they can take you to a shelter. Unless you'd like for me to become your guardian. I know we just met, but here's some food for thought. The shelters do well enough with the funding that they receive. But someone like you deserves much better. My house is close by. And you could say I'm well off financially. All your wants and needs would be met, to say the least. Surely you couldn't turn all of that down. Now there's a good boy. Save us both the hassle filling out paperwork anyway. Take my hand then, and I'll show you where I live. Welcome to your new home. Pretty nice, isn't it? You're right. All of this does look expensive. I ran a business for 10 years. It was more successful than I could ever imagine. As rewarding as it was, the work was stressful, so I retired early and bought this place. Fully furnished it, too. So many nice things, but no one to share them with. Until now. Anywho, there are some guest rooms down the hall. You can stay in one of them. The nearest bathroom is further down, as well as a laundry room. It's just the two of us here, so you have plenty of privacy when you need it. Now, there's something I'm curious about. Why were you wandering outside? Did something happen? Oh, so you did live at the shelter. But you left to try and find someone like me? Sweetie, you shouldn't take risks like that. What if we hadn't run into each other? You would have been sent back to the shelter, thrown in jail, or worse. I can't bear the idea of someone so appealing coming to harm. Do you mind if I pat your head? I'll be gentle. Does that feel nice? Oh, you're blushing. So adorable. I'll put my other arm around your waist. No more wandering outside, okay? You're mine now. And I need you to be a good boy for me. Understand? Splendid. Oh, sorry. I thought my hand was still on your waist. I didn't, realize I moved it to your butt. So embarrassing. What? You wanted to stay there? What a frisky boy you are. How about I squeeze it a little? Oh, what a cute moan you have. Do it again. Yes. Good boy. You've got a very firm butt. I like it. Your lips are nice as well, but I think they're missing something. There we go. Every inch of you is stunning. your cheeks, your chest, your thighs. I'll never be able to keep my hands off of you. You want to grind up against me, huh? I could feel your dick through those pants. Stand over here in front of the couch. Hope you don't mind me pushing you onto it. Gotta have you nice and ready so I can hump the shit out of you. No, don't take off your pants. It'll be better this way. I'm soaking wet. Sometimes this feels better than actual sex. Oh, you've been wanting this ever since we met, haven't you? My body on top of yours. Using it however I want. You're squirming a lot more now. Are you about to come? I'm almost there too. Just let me hold you close. Thrust into me as hard as you can. Good boy. I knew you could do it. Your pants are a mess. Mine too. Wait here, I'll grab a towel. Okay. That's as dry as it'll get for now. Sadly, I don't have any spare clothes for you. We'll go buy some in the morning. Feeling sleepy? Me too. But I don't feel like moving anymore. I think I'll watch some TV until I fall asleep. Why don't you rest your head on my lap? Comfy, isn't it? Now I can keep stroking that lovely body of yours. Such a good boy. Those whimpers, sweetheart. Did you fall asleep already? I guess he did. I'm glad he feels so safe with me. Sweet dreams. Tomorrow I'll let you buy whatever outfits you want.